Another really easy way to tell when somebody knows absolutely nothing about cars is when they hate on this car right here. The GT86 FRS BRZ has got to be the best possible option right now for a car that you can take to the track, learn how to drive on the track with, and also daily drive at the same time. The price of these cars have gone down so much that you can get them for like $6,000 with manual transmission, clean title, and no mechanical issues whatsoever.
But it only has 200 horsepower.
I mean, if all you know how to do with a car is hit the gas pedal, this is probably not the car for you, but it'll absolutely destroy your 700 horsepower Hellcat around the track. It's a front engine, rear wheel drive, manual transmission, naturally aspirated, lightweight 2,800 pound sports car. Now there are other cars that kind of fit this formula, like the S2000, but those are a lot more money, 240SX, but those are so much older and you see so many problems with those cars. This car being more modern, you're just going to see less issues. And it also has back seats, so that's why I'm saying you can daily drive it. I know they're not so big, but like if you need to put somebody back there, you can. Now disadvantages of the car I have to cover. Number one being the fact that it is a boxer engine, you do have the risk of oil starvation, so my recommendation is to get a baffled oil sump right away. And I know you also need an oil cooler on these cars to track them. The other disadvantage, which is probably the most commonly talked about, is the lack of power from the factory. It is a lightweight sports car with a 4-cylinder naturally aspirated engine. But here's the thing, another question I got was about engine swaps and how that affects the car. If you throw an LS V8 in there, you're going to throw off the balance of the car and it's not going to be as fun to learn on the track. So please do not do that right away. My recommendation after tracking the car for a bit and wanting that boost in power would be to do something like supercharging it or swapping another lightweight 4-cylinder engine like a K-swap. Or just don't do any of it, just keep racing it naturally aspirated, get as much power as you can out of the engine, and keep it lightweight. More power is more issues. And if you do engine swap it to something heavier, let me just follow up on that question as well. The way that you can make this situation the best is putting the engine as far back as possible to not ruin the weight distribution as much. And then compensate for how much it's still thrown off with stiffer front suspension. But yeah, that's it. I think the only other thing about this car is that if you have the extra money, I would say get the GR86 instead because it's kind of better in every single way. It's just a lot more money right now.